Mr. Director General, President Nwanze, ministers, excellencies, distinguished leaders of civil society and the private sector, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of WFP, I am honored to join you today at this 39th session of the CFS and to amplify the words of my esteemed FAO and EFAG colleagues who have spoken before me. Never have the UN Rome-based agencies been more unified than we are today. And never has the world's commitment to multilateralism in this fight to end hunger been stronger. As executive director of the UN World Food Program since April of this year, I have seen the closest possible cooperation among FAO, EFAD, and WFP. In addition to regularizing monthly consultations and joint advocacy statements, the UN Rome-based agencies have begun working to maximize our collective advantage, including our work together in the 2015 thematic group, as well as our joint efforts during Rio Plus 20, including a joint side event, and now our combined follow-up to the Rio Plus 20 activities. We are also working together with a high-level task force in AMIS on issues related to price volatility. We are continuing this joint positioning on nutrition, including our work together on the SCN, as well as with REACH. Our work together on the P4P movement is creating new opportunities for smallholder farmers. In effect, we are working together more effectively at the global level as well as more collaboratively at the country level. And we, WFP2, endorse the Director General's call for the Rome-based agencies to serve as the executive arm of the CFS. Our most recent joint endeavors, the 2012 edition of the State of Food and Security, will be presented to you this afternoon. Over these last 3 years, the global community has witnessed a transformed CFS. The achievements of a reformed CFS serving as the foremost intergovernmental platform for all stakeholders, working together to ensure food and nutrition security for all. That lofty goal is no longer our collective vision, but it has become our collective reality. Ladies and gentlemen, we have built the machinery. Now the task before us is to keep it fully energized, on the road, driving toward our next urgent destination. This is not the time to slow our efforts. In fact, our time for reflection may be nearly exhausted. The state of food insecurity in the world signals that while we have made some progress, nearly 870 million people remain chronically food insecure. Also, in the last year, we have seen more growth in the relationship between hunger and conflict. 30 years ago, 15% of hunger emergencies were related to conflict. But today, conflict is a factor in 35% of humanitarian emergencies. Some conflict zones have evolved into protracted emergencies where ongoing needs are becoming financially difficult to sustain with traditional types of assistance. The spread of violence to new areas, including Syria and Mali, risks rapidly undoing our best efforts and adding to the suffering of the world's most vulnerable people. In addition, we are witnessing the continued consequences of climate change, with the occurrence of more frequent and intense natural hazards such as droughts, floods, and tropical storms. In Africa, over 90% of agriculture is rain-fed, and rains are becoming less predictable. In the Sahel and the Horn, drought impacts crop cycles in areas where people are already vulnerable. These trends increase the urgent need for better tools and resilient strategies to support local communities in reducing their vulnerability to the impact of these risks. High food prices, the global crisis that sparked the CFS reform 3 years ago, presents resurgent challenges, deepening hunger and food insecurity for the most vulnerable, especially women and children. Fully 60% of people living in developing countries lack safety nets for social protection, rising to as much as 80% in the poorest countries, according to our latest State of Food Insecurity estimates. All of this reinforces our CFS mandate that only a cross-sectoral, multi-stakeholder approach promoting a practical action at the country level and combined with regional and global policy convergence and coordination is capable of meeting these complex challenges. We need active and positive engagement from all CFS stakeholders to build support for these initiatives to reduce food insecurity and to keep us on track towards the achievement of Millennium Development Goal number one, having the proportion of people suffering from hunger, and goals 4 and 5 to improve child and maternal health. And with deadlines for these goals fast approaching, we must extend our vision beyond 2015 by closely coordinating efforts towards a post-2015 agenda and follow-up to Rio Plus 20 that includes eliminating hunger and chronic undernutrition. As demonstrated by the rich agenda planned for this 39th session and the many informative side events, CFS is the unique platform where global convergence on food and nutrition security policies is a possibility. Our roundtables on social protection and climate change, the global strategic framework, the high-level experts forum on protracted crisis, side events on new and continuing initiatives supporting gender and nutrition, all of these will provide essential guideposts to help lead the global community forward. But with the increasing scope and pace of CFS work, this session is also our best time to take stock of our achievements, assess work in progress, and set priorities for where we must go next. This 39th session's increased focus on monitoring and work planning are welcome steps towards leveraging our collective substantial investments in CFS through these last 3 years. Ladies and gentlemen, let's each do our best to ensure this 39th plenary session sets down another historic milestone in our continuing journey. Together, we can and we must mobilize the unique collaborative advantage that this assembly offers, work for practical decisions, and implement practical actions that will bring us closer to our common goal, ending global hunger. Thank you.